Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. I am so excited to have Miss Oklahoma Teen USA 2020, Miss Danica Christofferson, here in the studio with us. And she's here to share with us all associated with that. Good morning, Danica.
Good.
How are you?
Morning. I am doing fabulous. I'm so happy to be here because I'm actually a freshman here at Cameron. So it's pretty cool to be back at home.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's so exciting is that you are a Cameron student and that you won the 2020
Miss Oklahoma Cameron, all the way.
Yes, yes. So let's start out by telling people a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of your background.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm a freshman here at Cameron. I am 18 years old and I plan to major in business because I want to be the CEO of my own clothing line. I want to own corporations. I want to create a franchise. And so that's what I plan to do here while studying at Cameron. And I hope to also find a way into the entertainment industry with hosting and things like that. And I'm hoping the Miss Oklahoma Teen USA title can help me get there.
Awesome. What made you want to run for Miss Oklahoma Teen USA?
This is a funny story. I've actually been asked this pretty frequently lately, but this was my fourth year competing. And my first year, the reason why I competed is because my mom entered me. She didn't tell me before she entered me. And then when I was accepted into the contestant group, she then warned me, not warned me, but she made me aware that I was going to be on a stage in an evening gown within 2 months. And after that first year, I really witnessed everything that pageants did for me. Now, it's really not about the dress. It was more so about my confidence level because I was 15 years old and I was constantly looking to social media to validate who I was. But pageants really made me find my voice and find who I am.
So you've done this for 4 years.
Yes.
What else have you gained from doing these pageants over those 4 years?
I've gained so many friendships, but I've also learned how to connect with so many people. I know pageants have given me friends all across the world. I have people in Mississippi, Florida, California, New York that I'm rooting on that are also competing in USA state pageants. I've gained friends, not only pageant competitors or contestants, but it's more of a friendship for me. So that's been something I've gained too.
Okay, so you've won the title. What does a Miss Oklahoma Teen USA do over the next
that's
year?
That's a good question. I am going to Miss Teen USA.
Right.
So we don't know the date quite yet, but as soon as I know, I'm going to let everybody know.
Okay.
I'm going to head to Miss Teen USA and hopefully take home the title of Miss Teen USA. Fun fact, Oklahoma actually hasn't brought back the title since 1986.
Wow.
So
it's your turn.
Yeah, right? 2020, a new decade.
Yes, yes.
I would love to bring it back to Oklahoma. I hope I can represent everyone in Oklahoma and do it justice.
Absolutely. You're already doing that.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
you.
You
know it. We know you're going to compete in that pageant. What are some of the other duties that you have as Miss Oklahoma Teen USA?
It has to do with supporting other pageants, my pageant competitors. I'm doing air quotes right now that you guys can't see, but Van Bros actually has 6 states that they own. So I actually just got back from Nebraska seeing Nebraska Teen USA and Nebraska USA get crowned.
Okay.
But along with all the travels, I actually have been super busy with appearances here in Lawton. I know Lawton has welcomed me with open arms. I have had so many opportunities just here in my city to represent Oklahoma and really make them proud. But going to schools and talking to kids about how to use social media in a positive way and growing their confidence is something I really am passionate about as well.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about your platform.
Yes.
That helped you to win Miss Oklahoma Teen USA. And will you be taking that same platform with you to the other pageant?
I will be. So for me, I am extremely passionate about positive social media because I was teased on social media for the longest time. And I actually have a 13-year-old brother who is starting to get into Instagram and starting to get into Snapchat. And they don't teach that in schools. They're not made aware that even logging on to a Starbucks Wi-Fi, people could hack into their device, get all their passwords, all their information, and truly steal their identity. And so I need to get into schools in Oklahoma to teach these kids how to use social media in a positive way to encourage others and keep themselves safe.
Right. Wow. Yes. That is a wonderful
platform. It's really
important.
So.
Right, right. What do you want young people to know? Not just young girls, but young people to know about winning this title and perhaps maybe following their dreams because you've done this 4 years. And you didn't give up. I am so impressed by that.
Thank you. Yeah. That's really the message that I want to show and portray. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to look at me with this crown and sash and think that it's always been easy, because it hasn't.
Right.
It's truly been a journey of growth, and I am grateful that I won when I did. Mm-hmm. If I would have won my first year, I would not have been prepared to go to Miss Teen USA or even just represent Oklahoma. That's a big deal within itself and a big duty that I take with great responsibility. Really chase your dreams, and your dreams will come true once you start believing in yourself, mm-hmm. because no one wants your dreams as bad as you do.
Right, right. That's so, something for all of us, no
really
matter
is.
Our
once
age.
Once I realized that and got that in my head, mm-hmm. the game changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't give up.
Yes, right? And we hear it all the time,
phenomenal.
And it's so cliche, but it's so true.
Absolutely, absolutely true. How can we support you? How can the community continue to support you? We have a wonderful community that supports
amazing.
Our people. What else can we do to help support you as you prepare for your next pageant?
Yeah, just all the words of encouragement have already been such a great help for me, mm-hmm. because it's, like I said earlier, it's a big job for me to represent Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But most importantly, I want to represent Lawton. And so if you have an event that you want me to attend, a school, to host anything, please let me know and contact me, because I really want to get out into the community and serve for the 365 days that I do have. And I want to make the most of all of them.
Absolutely. Let's give folks some contact information.
Yes. Yeah. So my email for business is okteenusa2020@gmail.com. And my official Instagram account is Miss OK Teen USA. And you guys can feel free to shoot me a private message on there. And I also have a Facebook page, Miss Oklahoma Teen USA, as well.
Mm-hmm. Some great places to go to
all
contact you.
Of social media.
Don't forget to like her page.
Yes, give me a like. Yeah. I would love to chit chat with everyone on there. Like I said, getting out into the community is important, but engaging with my followers on social media is something I like to do too.
Absolutely. Well, as we wrap things up for the 15th time.
Yeah. Right? I could sit here and talk forever.
I could too. But as we wrap things up, I want to give you a chance to share whatever else is on your heart.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it a bunch of times, but I truly take representing Oklahoma as a great duty and a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm only 18, but I really do see this as a job, because I only have 365 days, so I really want to make the most of them, mm-hmm. and I want to make everyone in Oklahoma proud, and I would love to see everyone watching Miss Teen USA and cheering me on, and I would really appreciate that.
Yes, we'll definitely do that, and we'll be looking for those dates.
Yes.
When they come up, Danica, it's been such a pleasure to have you here in the studio with me today to share about your title. And we look forward to hearing more good things.
Yes, thank you so much, Sosa. Absolutely. It's been an amazing time here.
Thank you again so much.
Thank you so much.
You can hear my interview again with Danica Christofferson, Miss Oklahoma Teen USA 2020, online at kccu.org. Thank you for joining us for Community Focus. For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.